following the, we have the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yep.
Yeah, we did that.
You did that?
You wanna do it?
He's pulling your leg so hard, he's just, now that he's got one up on you, he's ready to go. So, say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay.
ESPN Pledge of Allegiance.
Yep, you know the sound. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Roll call.
Here.
Kathy Joy. Brian Fitzsimmons.
Still here.
Bob Gibson.
Late, but here. Okay, public comments received by phone, mail, or email?
None, sir.
Approval of minutes. Have you had a chance to review the minutes?
I did some of it. I go, sure, I'm sure that happened. So I make a motion if maybe the other folks have read it and it looks okay, unless you had something. It's just those lines that I go, I don't remember that. But. So I would make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay, I'll second it. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Same, opposed, same sign, it passes. Okay, update on staff. Resignations, new hires, changes.
So the first, under employee pay there, we've got changes that occurred during the last fiscal year. And so currently nobody is on probation, probation completed with those three employees. And then we had four temporary employees during this last year, and those have all come and gone. So no big changes at all. And then down there at the bottom, you can see temporary full-time employees hired. We were just talking about this with Mr. Fitzsimmons there. So I've got, you can see Trent Rainforth, he's joined the National Guard. He leaves here in about 2 weeks. Mm. And so rather than hiring a full-time employee and having to lay them off when he comes back, we hired a temporary employee so they know it's a limited duration spot. And then the next guy, Gentry Daniels, he started yesterday. Our firefighter, John Wilkinson, he crashed while snowboarding in Japan and ruined his shoulder. So he's got to have shoulder surgery. He'll be out another 4 to 6 months. So again, rather than costing a lot overtime-wise and not filling those, because there's a real strain when people have to work extra nowadays.
True.
We hired two part-time people, or two temporary employees. So that's our stuff. We do have this next year. I've got one guy who's gonna leave and go to Albany Fire in September. But other than that, we didn't lose anybody last year. A lot of talk, but no action.
That's good news.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Is that because of the pay and benefits?
So he lives in Lebanon. He used to live in Sweet Home, and he moved to Lebanon to his parents' house. He's getting married here in a couple, I think in the beginning of September, he's getting married. His wife works for Samaritan as an x-ray technician in Lebanon. So Lebanon to Albany is a lot better than Lebanon to Lincoln City. Plus, yeah, He'll make a bit more money.
Do you attribute to the lack of attrition with the rest of the...
Everybody loves working for me. Let's go on. I know. Let's be honest. I think the job market has a bit to do with it. I think that we're, you know, for what we do, we don't do a bad job of it.
So we're competitive.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we are competitive wage-wise, that's for sure. At least we just finished negotiations, and as an average of comparables, or the comparable list that we put together of about 10 different agencies, we're ahead. So,
great.
It's a good marketing tool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Good.
Cool. Good news.
Yep.
Okay. Review list of employees.
So that the list is in, right? So the next after that is the list of all the current employees and their where they live, you know, their addresses, so you can see how many live out of town, what shifts they're on, and their current pay scale that they're at.
Cool.
That's 21 line personnel, everybody that's at civil service, so including these two guys here, they're civil service, and then our mechanics and everybody line. Sarah and Krista are not, so they're not included in that.
It's interesting to see how many live really out of the area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's even, Seal Rock is even a ways, but Oak Grove, whoa.
West Lynn.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that well.
Interesting.
He was commuting the same.
Yeah, I know that commute.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
And then the next page there has the pay scale that ended on the on June 30th. So the next pay scale that rolled out July 1st, actually it's so for administrative staff and the people not in the union, they all got 5% raises, and then going to the union, we negotiated back and forth. The board hasn't approved it. That'll happen tomorrow night, but the union has. It's a 2.9, which is the cost of living raise.
So I see.
They got 5% in their contract. They had a 3-year contract. First year, they got 5%. Second year, they got 4%. And then the third year was open for wages only. And so we settled on cost of living raise, which was 2.9. So. Mm-hmm. But that'll finalize out tomorrow night, and there'll be a new pay scale for those guys.
Okay. Okay, that's the pay schedule. The next. Yeah.
And then the only other thing we have going on is because of the guy that's going to go to Albany, we're pretty sure of. We don't have an established list for any position right now.
Oh.
So we just opened up on the National Testing Network, NTN Test for firefighter EMT, and we put that out. That'll go till the middle of August. And then we'll look at those scores. You know, each one of those areas equals 25 points. Mm-hmm. And so that gets our 100 points, and then anybody gets their bonus points for veterans, disabled veteran, mm-hmm. and any volunteers that do it added on top of that. That'll establish a list. And then when Mr. Sims, if he does, and I'm relatively sure he's a good guy, he'll go for sure. When he leaves, then we'll call somebody in. So we're kind of we're establishing that list now, so we don't have to wait, you know,
sure.
and have that open position. One of the things with this, with I think any group, but mostly firefighters now, is they're valuing their time off more than anything else, and it's very difficult to get people to come back to work with open shifts. In fact, they have a mandatory minimum staffing that they're not able to meet right now because people just don't want to come back to work.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they do take, we've had a few open shifts, I think in the past month, I think 4 or 5 shifts maybe that have not been filled. We've had to go from a 3-person engine down to 2. We put a pause on their mandatory minimum staffing because, you know, if I call you to come back to work, and it's your day off, and somebody goes home sick, and you answer the phone, I say, hey, you have to come back to work. And if you do come back, you're pissed off because you don't want to be here. You just ended what you were going to do on your days off with your family. And then that spills over, and your poor attitude spills over into your work environment. Now you're angry. The people you're working with don't want to be around you because you're angry. And then when you go out in the public, you're angry, and you give us a bad rap. So, you know, until they're willing to change that mindset, and decide that that's what they bought into and have to do it. I don't want them here.
Right. I understand. Mm.
So,
yeah.
So we're working through that. I think with the new people, they'll come in with a change of heart and the fact that they want to be here, and they've just gone through this whole process to be here. And a competitive process, and so they want to show that they want to be here, so they'll pick up those overtime shifts.
Right.
And then when we get back to full staffing the other ways, we'll keep these part-time people around. And, you know, hey, I got a shift here. You want to come work today? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they'll drive from, you know, Salem or Albany or someplace where they're living, but they'll come over here and work. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the kids we hired is the temporary. So the city of Dundee is in such financial straits, they laid him off. And so he was a Monday through Friday firefighter for the city of Dundee. And the city manager walked in and said, told the fire chief, here's your budget cuts, you pick who goes. And so he lost his job. So we picked him up. He lives in Sherwood, but he'll come in here for a while.
Wow. Wow. Interesting.
A long ways.
Yeah. So that's the environment you're working in now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Looks like the next thing on the agenda is schedule the 2027 meeting.
There you go.
Yeah, here we go. Bob, put it on your schedule.
I think the other thing you got there
got a calendar inside here.
Is Kathy Joy's position. When does that end? Today?
Huh?
So, yeah, Kathy's position is according to the minutes, her position expires in July of 26. Because Kathy's not here, I think we have a clear path.
I think she's in trouble.
I think I would move that we accept her nomination for another term.
Yes, I think, and she gladly will do it. I heard that somewhere in a conversation.
You second that, would you?
Pretty sure I heard that somewhere.
Well, you said you're asking for that motion.
Yeah.
I so move that.
Okay, I'll second it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
She's there, yeah.
Thanks, Kathy.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure she'll be glad to do it. Because she'll feel guilty she missed today.
We feel guilty.
At least I had the guts to show up.
Yeah, exactly. You answered the phone. her sister had surgery today, so she was spending time with her sister.
Yeah.
Well, I saw the phone call was from Brian, and I thought, oh, God, what's going on now? But
it's Kathy Joy's sister, had it. So we were short. You showed up. I'm impressed. Thank you. Without a ticket from the police department.
Yeah. So your next.
Where are we at? Date of meetings.
Date of meetings.
Didn't see that in here.
Your calendar.
Yeah, not that that's.
So it looks like 27, the July 14th is the board meeting, and you guys are usually the day before.
So the 13th?
13th.
Am I looking at it sideways right?
Yep.
Okay. 4:30 is still a good time?
Yeah.
Do we need to bump it to 5, Bob?
Pardon me?
Do we need to bump it to 5, Bob?
No, it wouldn't have made any difference. I mean, I totally didn't even realize that it was today. I'm sorry.
See, you're only 65, Rob.
Yeah.
You get to this guy's age and these things happen often. So you okay with that day?
Am I okay?
Yeah.
I'm fine with anything.
Yeah, Kathy Joy just texted me. She said, still at the hospital, sister's still in recovery. I won't even be able to zoom into the meeting.
Yeah.
And I'll answer her back, say no problem.
Tell her congratulations. We've
no
got
problem.
You.
See you next year.
See you the next 4 years.
Yeah.
3 years.
By the way, congratulations.
That's a 4-year term, so yeah.
How many years is that? 3?
A 4-year.
4-year?
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna send you an emoji for sure. Congratulations, you're elected for the next 4-year term. There you go.
There you go.
So she does know. It's their first meeting. What's your first civil service meeting? No?
No. Yeah.
Third one? I didn't
as much spend as I did today.
Any other business?
I make a motion, we adjourn.
We're adjourned.
So I'll make my 5:30, and let's get it.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, sorry, I apologize again.